You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Get a load of this. The Colorado Rockies are picked to finish last in their division this year.
I'm so surprised by this.
The San Diego Padres are among the favorites to win the World Series this year. So naturally, last night, in the first game of the season, the Rockies thumped the Padres in San Diego.
Don't they always start like this? So they start pretty good and then just all fizzles out and then they just give up.
But listen, Jeremy, for now, after one game, the Rockies are in first place.
That's great.
The home opener will be this coming Thursday. Mix 100 will be downtown. The Thirsty Lion.
Right next to Union Station. 11 to 2. I think I'm going to sneak by, so I'll be down there if you want to stop by and say hi.
So do that, and way to go, Rocks. What else is going on? I've always laughed on this show about people putting signs in their house, and I thought I was one of the only ones until I met Gretchen. And, you know, it's... It's funny, that's one thing that we definitely had in common right away was that we kind of jokingly mock people who put a bunch of signs in their house. You know, like, live, laugh, love. I make fun of Jeremy for having his big welcome sign on his front porch.
That's right, yeah. We used to have one in the kitchen that said, happiness is homemade.
Yeah, right. You're a sign
family. And that is now in the Nextdoor pile. It is for sale on Nextdoor if anybody's interested.
Well, listen, there will be people who will scoop that up because according to this survey, Gretchen and I are very much in the minority. Only 19% of people have negative feelings about the signs. Everyone else
either loves them. It's big business, man. Big business.
It's huge business.
Go to Etsy. Everything has a saying on it. T-shirts, mugs, whatever you want has a goofy saying.
So apparently, anyway, if you're like me and you think they're kind of silly, we just need to keep our trap shut because everyone else loves them.
Hobby Lobby's making bank off those signs.
Like crazy.
Aisles of those signs.
If you got a lot of money, some people flaunt it. You know, they got the double Teslas going and stuff like that. Other people are more subtle. And there's this funny thread going around on BuzzFeed where they ask people, what are the non-obvious signs that someone is really rich? And they've got stuff on there like wearing very nice clothing without the brand identification. Like, I don't like brands on clothes. It bothers me for some reason. So I don't buy anything that's got a big Nike on it or something. But minimalist style and decor in their home. Somehow that means you're super rich. But the one that jumped out that I just wanted us to talk about is I love number 8 on the list. A subtle sign that someone is wealthy is their couches don't touch the wall.
Oh, okay. They're just positioned. They're like a centerpiece for the room.
Yeah, I guess it means the room is so large that you can put your couch, you know, like in the middle of the room. God, that's funny. We've been talking a little bit on this show about the Gwyneth Paltrow ski crash trial. It's over. Gwyneth Paltrow won.
Hey, she got her dollar.
Hey, she got $1 from. But hey, she said this was a symbolic thing she was doing. And the jury said, nope, he ran into her.
Wow.
So anyway, the guy, his name is Terry Sanderson. He's in his like mid-70s. He kept talking about, like, who wants to take on a celebrity? He goes, you know, it's really difficult. But he also said afterwards that she was very kind to him. And she said something like, I wish you well. All right, that's good. News for nerds. I got some science news for you, Jeremy. They think some dinosaurs like T-Rex may have had lips.
He's a smooching Rex.
Well, we're used to like seeing Jurassic Park where their teeth are just always sticking out, but now they think that they had lips that covered them up, so they looked a lot less scary than we think. There's just something about that that's funny to me.
It is.
T-Rex with lips. In other animal news, beetles might stay alive during hibernation by drinking through their butts.
Ooh. Some college kids do that with the kegs.
Right.
They do it.
And I thought this was fascinating. It looks like we may have our first ever artificial meteor shower. In Japan, there's a company that's going to be dropping hundreds of pea-sized little metal balls from a satellite 250 miles up. So it will look like hundreds of shooting stars all at once.
Oh, that's neat.
Huh. I think that's actually pretty cool.
Beautiful.
It's a pretty cool idea, and people are like, oh, want to come down and hit me in the head? No, they're pea-sized, so they're going to burn up.
Burn up, yeah, hopefully.
That's what a meteorite is. When you see it, in the sky, that meteorite, that's something burning up.
Yeah.
And usually, those shooting stars that you see, this surprises a lot of people, are generally remarkably small. Like a grain of sand sometimes. But these are going to be little marble-sized things or whatever. And we're going to get an artificial meteor shower.
Wonderful.
I love that stuff. What else is trending?
Here's another weird story floating around this morning. The Heinz Ketchup Company just announced they're going to start making tattoo ink. It is a marketing stunt, but they are really doing it. They partnered with an ink company to make this ink in their signature ketchup color, the Heinz 57 Red. They're going to start making it available at certain tattoo parlors in Brazil. So if you're dying to get this, you're going to have to go to Brazil. But if it goes over pretty well, I'm sure it'll make its way here to the States. They say this new ink is healthier than regular tattoo ink. They've removed some of the chemicals or something in there. I don't know. They also released a bunch of tattoo designs, 57 of them to be exact. So if you're that into ketchup, you can go like to their website or something and pick out a ketchup design. Eddie Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
Eddie loves ketchup, and he's got a Heinz tattoo. So anyway, that's floating around this morning. Some fun things that are popping in April. I have seen nothing but great reviews for this new Michael Jordan / Nike movie called Air that's coming out with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, hitting theaters next Wednesday, along with the new Super Mario Brothers movie. I may have to make my way to the theaters twice in the upcoming I want to see both of those really bad.
Yeah, I'll pass on the video game movie, but I am really interested in this Michael Jordan movie because it's about the whole sneaker deal, right?
The whole MJ sneaker deal, and
as we were schooled by our English caller yesterday, trainers, not sneakers.
Oh, that's right, fancy trainers. Anyway, I want to take my son to this because he's really into basketball, but it's rated R, so I might have to. I may have to watch it first and see what's in it.
He can handle it.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is coming back.
Hold on a second. I want to talk more about that. How old will he have to be before you'll let him see an R-rated movie?
It depends on if there's gratuitous sex and nudity in this movie, and then, no. But
sex is a beautiful thing.
A few F-bombs and stuff, I'd probably be okay with that. I don't know.
Isn't it the rule that if you have one F-bomb, it can be PG-13, but if there's two or more, it's rated R?
Yeah, once it starts going up 2, 3, 4, for sure you're getting a rated R. So I'm imagining with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, it's probably just a lot of F-bombs in it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Sure, you're right. I'm going to make a note about this. Let's make that a segment on our show, R-rated
movies. There is a website that you can go to. It's like one of those parental websites, and they list all the movies that are recently out, and then they tell you why it's rated like that. And we've used that website multiple times before we kick on something on Netflix or something at night with the kids, and we're like, "Whoa, can't watch that one with the kiddos." What else is going on? If you're not feeling confident today, they say just fake it. New poll found the average American feels insecure about 5 times a day, but half of those people who pretend to be confident say it actually makes them more confident.
The fake it till you make it.
It's
stuff,
pretty
right?
much fake it till you make it. Then you start feeling really good about yourself. So maybe just fake a little bit today. This is kind of a funny story floating around this morning. There's a male bald eagle at a sanctuary in Missouri that's incubating a rock because he thinks it's an egg. And this little eagle has gone viral this morning. His name is Murphy. He hurt himself a long time ago, so he can't fly. So he's just hanging out at the sanctuary. But for some reason, he decided a rock in the enclosure is one of his baby mama's eggs, I guess. He built a small nest on the ground. He's been sitting on it waiting for it to hatch. He's been protecting it from the other eagles. People online have actually named the rock to Dwayne the Rock, as in, Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Why not?
Anyway, they say don't feel bad for Murphy. He's perfectly content with his rock. He's not sad at all. It's kind of just giving him a security thing. And
hey, he has
he's
a
been
pet rock.
Sitting there for about a week just waiting for this rock to hatch. So whatever, good for him. Here's some Fat America stories. Taco Bell fans, TB just announced they're bringing back another one of those throwback items, and they're letting you decide which one you want back. The first one is their Beefy Crunch Burrito. You're a Beefy Crunch Burrito. Dom, that's the burrito that features flaming hot corn chips inside the burrito.
I'd try
with
it.
Beef and rice, why not? Or you can vote on the Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos. That's where the taco shell is made out of Cool Ranch Doritos.
All right.
My chest hurts.
Whatever makes them a few extra bucks.
My chest hurts reading all that. I won't tell you any more Fat America. Oh, yeah. Baskin Robbins has a new peanut butter and jelly ice cream coming out. And Krispy Kreme is doing some sort of weird donut.
Listen, before we do your clickbait, though, I will tell you I did the search for you. Air is rated R simply because of language throughout.
I figured, yeah.
As they say, profanity tends to be frequent.
Yeah, again, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck. Yeah. He'd probably be fine.
Reed can see that. It won't burn his ears off.
We were in the car the other day, and I was listening to a satellite station, and there was some F-bombs being dropped, and I look back, sorry you had to hear that, buddy. He's like, it's fine. I hear it at school all the time.
All the time.
It's like, I figured.
Take him to the movie.
I figured. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
You can find that on our Facebook page. It is Dom and Jeremy on Facebook, believe it or not. Kind of a silly little story because some Southwest flight attendants found out that two passengers were getting married. Well, they got those passengers to do a practice ceremony mid-flight. They made the bride a wedding dress out of toilet paper and had her walk down the aisle and practice the ceremony.
That's cute.
It's just so ridiculous, It made its way to our Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
All right,
clickbait.